It's time for Wildcat Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team.
Northwestern Wildcats basketball is on the air today from the Mohegan Sun Arena in Uncasville, Connecticut. It's the Northwestern Wildcats taking on the Rhode Island Rams. So it'll be Northwestern ball to get back underway. 15:39 left to go here in this first half. 9-2 Northwestern over Rhode Island. Bowie floats it to the top. He pressed it in for the first time. Nice give and go underneath, and Langborg there for the reverse layup. Another one, a backdoor play, and it was open.
Well, when you put pressure defense on the perimeter, you can be susceptible to backdoor plays. Wildcats doing a good job of reading the defense.
11-2, Northwestern in front. 15:15 to go, first half. Brandon Weston into the game for the first time. His pass dangerously, but caught by House. Now picked up the double team inside their work, and a whistle underneath as Jeremy Fulmina into the game for the first time, forced the issue, and it's going to be another foul on Langborg. It'll be number two on him.
Boo boo, he slipped on the floor, and I've seen Ty Berry do it several times. I think there might be an issue with the floor that they're going to have to monitor here during this first half.
And the spot's just beyond the three-point arc on the far side of the floor to our left. Where the ball is right now with 14:58 to go in this first half. Courtright left open for a three. Nope. Banked hard, but a long rebound tracked down by Montgomery. Rhode Island keeps it. 16 on the shot clock. Montgomery down the lane. Shot partially blocked by Barnheiser and taken away by Preston.
Well, dribble drive penetration. A good collapsing defense that time. And fifth offensive rebound.
So Bowie straight out between the rings now. Off left it goes to Barnheiser. 15 to shoot. And a whistle and an offensive foul. And it's going to go against Preston. He had a couple of those the other night as well. The screens, a little late.
He's just got to get himself set and let the guard come to him, set the play up with the dribble, go down a little bit, take a couple dribbles, get his feet set. That time he was clearly moving.
9-point Northwestern lead. Boo Boo, he heads to the bench. Jordan Clayton in, as is Nick Martinelli for the first time. And a near steal by Barnheiser, tapped at the backcourt. House will retrieve. 14:15 to go first half, 11-2. Northwestern leads. House cut off at the top of the key. And the ball originally stripped, and no, now it's going to be a foul, a reach-in foul on Barnheiser, who had him absolutely trapped and mesmerized, but commits the foul.
Very aggressive, and that's Barnheiser's style of play there. Jams him up, and as he tries to rip through, just a little too much contact with the arm.
Weston will inbound, gets it in now. Always Wright is in the game. And, of course, he dribbles right with his first dribble. Now Brandon Weston again. We'll give it off to House in rhythm. Three right wing. Nope, too strong. And the rebound captured there by Barnheiser with authority. And he'll give it off to Clayton in the backcourt. The freshman will bring it across the line. 11-2 Northwestern leads. 13:47 to go, first half. Martinelli high on the right side. Swing it left now. Clayton. Dump pass underneath Martinelli. Left of the lane, working inside. Spinning inside now, will bank one up and missed it. Rebound by House.
Boy, he had that one dead to right, just rushed the shot a little bit.
House leaning in, another shot blocked by Barnheiser. But Rhode Island gets it back. To the right corner, Weston. Now to the top. Montgomery fakes the three on Clayton. Now we'll give it off. Wright dribbling with the left hand. Bounce pass inside, stolen. Taken away by Clayton. He'll bring it across the line now for Northwestern.
Right idea, wrong pass.
So wait, he's not always right? Okay, that's one. We may have a couple of those today. Pardon me. Barnheiser spinning in the paint. Down the lane right side. A follow away right hand hook shot left short. But right there for the rebound is Preston. Banks it off the glass, no good. Rebound being ping pong around and taken out of there finally by Fulmina for Rhode Island. Score stays 11-2 Northwestern. Right. His pass to the baseline. To the baseline was picked off by Clayton. And now here come the Northwestern Wildcats on the run. Bounce pass. Barnheiser inside, lays and scores.
What a terrific defensive play by Jordan Clayton. Intercepting the ball on the baseline and then wisely saving it to his teammate Ty Berry. And they start the break.
13-2. Northwestern leads. 12:20 to go in the first half of play. House down the lane right side. In traffic. Reverses left short. Preston takes it down for Northwestern.
Cats made him take a little side Euro step there, which threw him off balance, which forced him to miss the layup.
Now Clayton across the line. Barnheiser back to the basket, now to Preston, just right at the top of that key. Now Clayton with it. Bounce pass, Barnheiser, backing in his man, Montgomery. Takes him to the paint. Fallaway shot, using rim, no good. Got his own rebound. Actually, that's Martinelli. And now Barnheiser fakes the three. Now Barry will take the three, near wing, too strong. Rebound loose. Martinelli's got it. Tracked it down off the fingertips of Weston.
And now the Cats working the offensive glass, returning the favor.
Clayton out high near the timeline. 10 on the shot clock, 11:30 for the first half, 13-2 Northwestern. 6 on the clock. Barnheiser feed it inside. Preston with 4, now with 3, with 2. Back to Barnheiser. He'll shoot at the horn of the shot clock and bury the 3.
Nice patience by the Cats, and excellent inside-outside action between Preston and Barnheiser.
So officials timeout here on the floor. Actually, a timeout call by the coach, so we'll take a timeout here as well. 16-2, Northwestern is leading with 11:15 remaining here in half number one. This is Northwestern basketball presented by Wintrust from Learfield. 53-39, Wildcats have the lead here with 11:51 remaining in the second half of play. Right now leading the way is Brooks Barnheiser with 15. Boo Booey has 12. Blake Preston with 9 rebounds to lead the way, and Brooks Barnheiser with 7.
Tell you stats that are jumping out at me right now. Points in the paint. The Wildcats have outscored Rhode Island 28-16. And they also have outscored them 12-6 in second chance points. So they heard what Coach Collins had to say in practice, and they've been putting it to work.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting too, because you think back to Western Michigan. When Western Michigan came into the game against the Wildcats, the game before that, they had scored 70% of their points in a game inside, in the paint. And it's, you know, obviously a little more talented team that they're facing here today, but a good lesson to kind of learn as a warm-up before this one.
Well, absolutely, and that's why you play the tough preseason games, because they prepare you for each step of the way along the journey.
So free throws for Zeke Montgomery, transfer from Bradley. He has 15. He leads the way for Rhode Island, and that free throw missed. Continues to be an issue for Rhode Island. 55.1% from the line entering the game as a team.
Well, that hurts.
And that one good.
And they can correct that problem after this ball game, of
Correct.
Course.
That would be fine. They can take all the practice they want, shooting as many free throws as they'd like. 13-point Northwestern lead. Nicholson back into the game. He's forcing his way into the paint. Spins toward the baseline, now up off the glass and scores. A lot of contact. And Matthew Nicholson now with 4.
Nice patient move by Matthew Nicholson, something that he's added to his game this year that he didn't have last year.
Now Montgomery drawing the double team, dribbling inside the arc. Just right of the lane, now into the double team and throws it away. And Clayton, unfortunately, was in the way, and it went off his knee and out of bounds. So they had a turnover right there.
Yeah, they had Montgomery hemmed up on the baseline.
And Clayton was just following his man down there, and then all of a sudden turned, and next thing you knew, the ball was off his right knee and out of bounds. So 16 to shoot. I'm going to substitution in here as Fuchs will come back.
David Fuchs, not David.
Ah, okay.
From Austria.
Yes, he is. 16 to shoot. Long time to get that ball back in. They finally do to House. 12 on the shot clock. House dribbling on Barry. Into the double team. Kick it back out. Now to the top. Fuchs fakes the shot. Dives inside, now off left. Three ball up by Courtright. Rimming good. Boy, it wanted to come out, but just wouldn't.
It's like one of those 50-foot putts. Uses every part of the cup as Rhode Island cuts the lead to 12.
55-43 and a steal. Estevez all the way in. Layup good.
Yes, kind of saw that pass coming, telegraphed the pass, and Estevez reading the pass and jumping in the passing lane and scoring in transition.
10-point game, 10:25 to play. Bowie with it, left elbow, spins in the paint against Courtright. Layup with the right hand is good. That's a clinic.
And Courtright a little upset he didn't get help or that he got punished again physically by Bowie as Bowie went by him.
Estevez, this time picked up by Barnheiser. Now Courtright near wing. Tries to go baseline, cut off skillfully by Berry. And now the ball loose. Courtright gets it back, 15 to shoot. Cross court they go. Estevez fake the three, dives inside. Now to House inside, a lot of contact. Floats it up, no good. Rebound by Nicholson. Man, there was, you could have called an offensive or a defensive foul right there.
Yeah, and good scrambling defense by the Cat as Rhode Island really worked the ball around the perimeter.
Now Bowie with it at the top, 9:40 to play. And now Bowie will hoist one up and hit off the backboard and then off the heel and into the hands of Rhode Island. Archie Miller, the sixth man on the floor there, now gets back to the sideline. Fulmina, bank shot, good for three. Oh, man.
Yeah, that looked like an accident. But it worked.
It went in. The prayer was answered. 57-48. 9:07 to go. Wildcats hanging out of the lead. Nicholson, with 9 minutes to go, is fouled by Fulmina. Well, that's justice for the bank shot. Andy Mazur, Billy McKinney. We're in Connecticut at the Mohegan Sun Arena, part of the Basketball Hall of Fame tip-off. Northwestern leading 57-48 over Rhode Island. 9 minutes to play, second half. Bowie had a pass deflected. Langborg will track it back down. 12 on the shot clock. Langborg finds Bowie. He'll try to penetrate as well. He was knocked to the deck. And a foul coming up on House.
Well, again, Boo Bowie, an excellent job of creating the contact and forcing the officials to make the call. Looking at the stat sheet real quick, Fulmina, his first three-pointer of the season.
Yeah. Better figure, right? Official is talking to Bowie right now, and I'm not exactly sure what this conversation is all about. So the foul goes to House, his second. And that right there. I took the team fouls off the board for me here. Nope, seven. So this is one in bonus time. Free throw by Bowie is good. He has 15 to equal Barnheiser. Back to a 10-point Northwestern lead, 58-48. Bowie got them both. He'll come out. As Jordy Clayton will come in to get Bowie. Eleven points the lead, 59-48 Wildcats. 8:49 to go. Clock winding here as Estevez will bring it across the line for the Rams. Pass deflected into the House's hands, and now a pass too tall, and it goes out of bounds. Fuchs lost it off the fingertips.
Yeah, Fuchs kind of, instead of making a hard cut, hesitated a little bit. House leads him, and of course that's a good break for the Cats because it looked like it could have been an easy layup.
Langborg off to Barnheiser in the backcourt. He'll get it into the front court now and into the hands of Berry. Right back to Langborg. Now Clayton against House. High on the floor, right side near the hash mark. Now Langborg with it. 16 to shoot. Langborg tries to attack. Kicks it out left. Open for a three is Berry. Nope. And the rebound taken down here by House.
Another good look by Ty Berry off of a good pass from Ryan Langborg.
Now House off the screen. Down the lane, left side.
Traveled.
Yes, he did.
He got walled off real good there by Ty Berry. And I talked to Ty about this on the elevator. I said, he's not shooting the ball the way he wants to and it's capable. I said, but you're doing so many other things to help the ball club. Defense, big rebound. So your shooting will progress, and if you keep doing these other things, it'll help you gain confidence on the offensive end.
That's the trademark of this team, too. I mean, defense, obviously the calling card, but so many players can do so many different things. Speaking of which, Barnheiser fall away from the paint. Tried to get the friendly roll, but could not. That's Fulmina with the rebound. 59-48, Wildcats lead, 7:45 to play. Fulmina with a handoff, Estevez, picked up by Berry. Inside it goes, and a foul underneath on Barnheiser. And Brooks will pick up his second personal foul. It's going to send us to an official's timeout. No one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 7:41 left to go, second half here. Wildcats 59, Rams 48. Northwestern basketball presented by Wintrust from Learfield. 23-16, Northwestern has the lead over Mississippi State. We're in the first half, 3:59 remaining.
Andy, and the big stat that jumps out at me right now, the Wildcats have forced 10 turnovers on the Bulldogs, and they scored 12 points on turnovers, whereas Mississippi State, with their touted defense, only 2 points that they scored off turnovers.
Yeah, this is an interesting battle because these teams, they look at each other and they're like, oh, okay, we're mirror-like almost because of the pressure that they like to put defensively, the turnovers they like to create, and forcing offense too. I mean, forcing offense toward the rim.
It's one of the things when you have a team that has the depth that both of these teams have and you can practice that way in practice, you get accustomed to the high caliber of competition during practice, and it certainly provides you a benefit during game time.
Active Senior Living is officially in session at the Marion Downtown Evanston. Signature Senior Living and the preferred senior living community of Northwestern Athletics. Learn more at marionevanston.com and go Cats.
Why did you look at me when you read that ad?
Well, you know, I'm getting there too, but you're already there. I'm just kidding.
It's a privilege.
You and I walking up the stairs today, getting up to our broadcast point. I needed some oxygen.
It was.
There's a turnover on the inbounds pass and a two-on-one break here for the Bulldogs. And a missed shot by Ford.
Good hustle back by Ty Berry. Made the offensive player switch hands and take an off-balance shot. And that negated the turnover that was made.
And now the Wildcats back with it. Bowie. Little floater from the elbow goes down right side. Five for Bowie. 25-16, Northwestern leads. 3:27 left to go. Now Fort setting up for a three, left side. Nope. Luke Hunger tracks down the rebound. And it'll hand off to Bowie in the backcourt.
Very valuable minutes for Luke Hunger. And this is what players have to understand. When you get a chance to play, regardless of minutes, give it your best. Make the coach know you're there.
Bowie lost the handle, gets it back, 13 to shoot, 3:06 for the first half. Bowie ahead of steam, now to the corner, Berry three on the way, rim no, Fort there for the rebound, he got knocked in the head by his own man. Hubbard got the elbow right into Fort's face. I was watching closely because all the Northwestern players were back behind the free throw line, back toward the other side of the floor.
Yeah, just hope that Fort is okay there. Yeah. He took a pretty good pop.
That was friendly fire, unfortunately.
Yeah, official escorting him off.
I think he might be bleeding from the near the up by the eye. And we certainly hope he's all right. Have to do some maintenance on the floor at this point. And they're going to take Ford back into the locker room. And that's the worst thing in the world. I mean, you don't expect it from your own guy, first of all, and you're not ready for it because everybody's cleared off. Everybody's cleared back.
Well, the Cats getting back, again, transition defense, one of the things that they knew they had to be really good at today given the pace of play that the Bulldogs like to play. And that time, just hustling for a rebound and your teammates right there.
So a little stoppage here as they do a little maintenance on the floor. 25-16 Northwestern, exactly 3 minutes to go in this first half. I mentioned that we can keep up to date on the Wildcats by downloading the Northwestern app. You receive game day updates and news for all your favorite Northwestern teams. Access your mobile ticketing account. You can order in-venue from the comfort of your own seat as well. Search for the Northwestern Wildcats on the App Store and Google Play Store, and you can do that today.
Trey Ford, a junior out of Jackson, Mississippi. And again, our thoughts go out to Jackson, Mississippi with all the people there where they've had the water crisis. And I got to tell you, living in the Midwest along the Great Lakes, we are very fortunate to have a good, clean water supply.
Amen to that. And we hope Ford is okay. He's walking with a towel near his left eye. And we'll get back underway with the Bulldogs inbounding far sideline. It'll come into Hubbard. We'll bring it near wing. And now back to the top of the key. He'll step back for a three. He got fouled. He missed the shot. But Boo Boo, he fouled the jump shooter. Chris Collins looking skyward.
Yeah, a little acting there by Hubbard, which is a veteran move. And, you know, watching Hubbard play yesterday, I thought that was going to be a great matchup today, watching Bowie and Hubbard go at it. Hubbard, a really good defensive player, and also can get it done on the offensive end.
So Hubbard with a free throw, 75% shooter on the year. He's at 9 points. And has one more free throw coming. Actually, two more free throws coming. That one is good.
I think, you know, Hubbard in high school, believe his team won the state championship 1 year, and then the next year they finished runner-up. So that's a pretty darn good high school career. And I think he averaged probably around 25 points a game while he was in high school, and that's going to play well for Mississippi State's future.
And something just got called. Okay. Double technicals on Bowie and Matthews, did he say? Cameron Matthews?
Yes, they said a little yapping between the players. That's just part of the game.
That's officials listening too closely. Pressure in the backcourt here for the Bulldogs. And the Wildcats break the trap. 2:40 left to go here in the first half. 25-19, Northwestern in the lead. Bowie between the circles against Jeffries. Down the lane he goes. Kickoff now. Clayton from the corner. Three ball up. No, and he stepped out of bounds. Yeah,
great play. Great play by Bowie there. Getting by DJ Jeffries. Again, Mississippi State trying to slow Bowie down by putting a bigger defender on him at 6'7 and 215 is DJ Jeffries.
Here comes the Bulldogs. One more chance to get a little bit closer here as we get toward halftime. 2:29 to play. 25-19 Northwestern. Hubbard checked by Clayton this time. Down the lane goes Matthews. He skids to a stop, and he traveled.
And credit Nick Martinelli with forcing that action. His reaction from the left box, the weak side, to come over and help on the dribble drive is what created that turnover.
So Clayton will run the offense now with Bowie on the bench. Martinelli now to Hunger behind the arc, top of the key. Off left now comes Clayton around the screen from Hunger. Keeps the dribble alive, now finds Berry. Berry will trace the arc back toward the top, now reverses his field, goes behind the back, almost lost the handle. 8 to shoot, he'll give it back to Clayton. 5 on the shot clock, now 4. Clayton will have to hoist from a long way out. That's off the heel of the rim, no good. And the rebound cleared that time by Jeffries. Jeffries back the other way, has not given up the ball, now will. And Matthews takes over. And Jones down the lane, hoop and hard.
Yeah, again, Nick Martinelli slipped. We're seeing that the floor is still not as playable as it should be right now. And that resulted in a foul and the Wildcats lead being decreased to 4.
Yeah, certainly being eaten into. 25-21. And the free throw good, 25-22. Jones with 3. More pressure in the backcourt. Clayton will give it up to Martinelli. Back to Clayton. Still shy of the timeline by a while. And Clayton picked up the dribble. Now finds Langborg in the front court behind the arc. Now Clayton. Jab step. Finds Martinelli in the corner. Fake the 3 there. Tries to drive. Goes underneath. Reverse layup miss. Rebound tap by Hunger off the glass and down.
Luke Hunger with a nice offensive rebound. That offensive rebound created by the dribble drive action of Nick Martinelli.
27-22, Wildcats lead. 1:08 to go, first half. Jones almost carried that basketball. He'll hand it off on the weave here. Hubbard near the wing on the near side. Shake and bake move all the way into the glass. He fires it off and scores.
Man, Hubbard's quite a player. I wonder how long they'll be able to keep that young man on the bench and out of the starting lineup.
He's got 13 right now. We duck under a minute to play. 27-24, Northwestern. 20 on the shot clock. Hunger with the ball at the top of the key. Swing it near side. Berry spins away from a defender, goes all the way in. His layup off the glass and good.
Nice move by Ty Berry. Great concentration, splitting 3 defenders to create that layup.
Shot and game clock are different by about 2 seconds. The big one at 20. The little one at 17 now. Wildcats up by 5. And the waning moments of half number one. Shaquille Moore out high on the floor. Now tries to penetrate. Underneath it goes to Matthews. Quick pass back up to Hubbard. He'll hoist a three and get it at the shot clock horn. And the first half has come to an end. And it's a 29-27 Northwestern lead here at the break. He's getting a little closer as that half started to dwindle a little bit. And Cats will take that lead into the locker room, 29-27.
Well, and the guy that really gave the team a big lift was Hubbard coming off the bench. Josh Hubbard, the 5'10 freshman.
Yep, 13 points off the bench here. And again, at the end of the first 20 minutes, it's Northwestern 29 and Mississippi State 27. Stay tuned. We'll be back with our halftime show in just a moment. This is Northwestern Basketball presented by Wintrust from Learfield.